Hi, everyone, and welcome to this wonderful fall equinox event. I think it's going to be very powerful tonight. And thank you very much for coming on live. We appreciate this. Remember the old saying, when two or more gathered, right? Okay, it makes it really powerful. Okay, so in this full moon fall equinox event, we will begin to initiate the harvesting of your earth abundance for your body and elemental forces. We will include the spiritual levels as well. Our body has many levels of subatomic structures that science is not aware of, many below the level of conscious awareness. In this live and organic activation and meditation, we will journey deep into the body elementals and open it up to bring in the harvest for your health and well-being, for your physical etheric body. Remember, your physical body has an etheric double. That's the energetic blueprint for your physical body. So it has always been taught in the esoteric literature that to heal the body, we first must do work in the etheric body, and then our physical body will reflect those changes. And of course, in that other etheric level as well, our belief systems and the emotions that connect with your belief systems that are manifest in your physical body. So call in your alignment with your four lower bodies, as we say, your mental, emotional, physical, and etheric. We will use the power and radiance of this full moon to amplify and expand the alignment to cellular health and well-being. So imagine that the full moon is behind you or above you and radiating its moonlight directly into your body. We will work with the base chakra. That's your favorite chakra, right? And meridian flows to clear unconscious resistance to abundance, prosperity, and receiving the healing power of the new earth into your beautiful body. Your cells will be rejuvenated, refreshed, renewed, recharged, reset, and realigned to the divine flow that lives within your body temple. Come prepared for another unique experience that will have ongoing effects, both subtle and profound. And we're going to ask your pets to join us. This time we're going to ask primarily for your parents to attend, wherever they may be, here on the other side, in a parallel reality. We're going to ask them to come and attend as well and receive. And they can tell their ancestors all about this activation and how they can use it to clear up any remaining residual conditionings. Okay, so let's get started here. You might want to take off your glasses and make sure your shoes are off. You may lie down for this activation or sit yoga style. If you're in a chair, you're going to ground your feet with the floor and with the earth energy. If you're lying down, just align the base of your spine, your base chakra, to the new earth. If you're in yoga position, ground your base chakra to the new earth. Okay, let's very quickly and effortlessly, let's clear our space. So let's use the power of the breath to clear your space. Clear your space of the day, of the week, of the month, of this year. Let go of your to-do list. Let go of everything that may be pressing upon your mind. Use the power of the breath to gently clear out all of that. Breathe in the power of clarity. And then slowly breathe out, letting go of the past, letting go of the future, and letting go of doubts about the future. Feel as if you're going to empty the mind. All the thoughts are just draining down into the earth, through your feet, through your base chakra. You're going to empty the mind so the brain can also empty itself. Slowly breathe in clarity. Slowly breathe out all sense of heaviness and concern. Coming into the now moment. Breathe in, I am here, I am now, I am. Disconnecting from your pain body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, chaos of the world, collective astral plane. Detach yourself from all news, from whatever sources, and everybody else's opinions about what's happening right now on the earth. Let's breathe in the power of the violet fire for a moment. That's a very cleansing, radiant, uplifting, cleansing, and healing energy. Violet. Take it deep into the solar plexus, then up into the lungs, up into the throat, third eye. Slowly exhale down the spine, out the hands, out the feet, out the base chakra. Activate the four pillars of light. And feel these pillars creating a very sacred space in your home or wherever you are physically. A space where you can completely feel free to open up and to deeply receive. Call in your inner child. Call in your higher self. Ask your ego to step aside for a moment. And continue to breathe in and merge with the violet. Feel the violet cleansing your forehead, your third eye. Strengthening your throat chakra. Expanding your heart center, empowering your solar plexus, stabilizing the base of your spine. Open up the hand chakras, completely open up the feet chakras. Call in your archangel or your guardian angel. And your guides that are specific for this activation. And feel their presence to the right of you, to the left of you, behind you, in front of you, beneath you, and above you. Now let the body breathe naturally and bring your awareness now to your heart center and imagine a miniature sun. It's a spiritual sun that is beginning to glow. And it's beginning to spin and rotate. And it's beginning to shoot off solar flares, inner solar flares that are igniting your unconscious to bring forward any and all residual levels of resistance to abundance, physical and spiritual. And that these solar flares are igniting within your past life aura any remnants of what is called karmic patterns that have been brought forth into this lifetime for recognition and hence healing. Allow these solar flares to penetrate deep into what is called your shadow aspect, or deep into your inner child. And allow these flares to bring forth any unconscious wounds, hurts, traumas, anything that is still incomplete regarding your life lessons. Allow these solar flares to ignite an alignment within your etheric body regarding your health, regarding the health of your organs, your system, your glands, especially your nervous system, your vagus nerve system, your sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous systems, and your endocrine functions, and primarily thyroid, solar plexus, pancreas, reproductive organs, pineal, pituitary, thalamus, as well as thymus and immune system. And allow your higher self to manage your healing process. Now begin to move awareness through a tunnel of light into the vastness of inner space that is within your heart center. And feel in this space that the moon, the symbolic moon that represents your feminine aspect, is empowering that aspect of you regarding your ability to receive and to embody and to manifest your spiritual abundance, your physical abundance, your health, your spiritual abilities and gifts. Tapping into more directly the photon energies that are within this quadrant of this galaxy and universe and solar system, that pure that pure formation of light that is igniting the earth changes and your ascension process. Now allow your guides to be supportive in this quantum space. And you're going to gather, your higher self is going to gather your spiritual harvest, those spiritual seeds that you planted a long time ago, that you had programmed to germinate, to sprout, and to activate in this lifetime for this specific planetary journey of ascension and earth changes. Taking a deep cosmic breath. Now you're going to align with the new earth and see the new earth as a strong and powerful feminine force of unconditional love. And begin to align now with her abundance for your body. Begin to harvest those seeds that you planted a long time ago that represent your physical plane abundance and prosperity. And again, allow the solar flares to ignite any level of unconscious resistance to abundance and prosperity. These could be long forgotten beliefs and attitudes regarding money. Regarding the use of money. The receiving of money, the giving away of money, the earning of money. And allow yourself to recognize the innate power of money, the spiritual power of money, the spiritual value of money. Make money safe for you now. Imagine Prime Creator, through your guides, are giving to you now its blessing for your divine money flows. For your spiritual harvesting, your earth harvesting of those seeds that you planted long ago that have sprouted and have now grown into mature plants, trees, flowers. Herbs, crystals, and ask the elementals of the new earth to help you in harvesting the riches of the earth, the air, the water and fire elements, all working together. Allow these elemental beings to help you now in your harvest. You are harvesting your spiritual garden of riches. And feel and see and sense and hear and know that there is a rainbow of lights that are connecting these riches that are within you with all the cells in your body, with each and every organ, especially your digestive system and your reproductive system. And begin to see and feel that the old world of lack and scarcity is disappearing, vaporizing into thin air, as if it is disappearing forever. That all of your financial struggles are disappearing, vanishing like magic into thin air. Feel all that density becoming light. Feel all the past struggles, including past lives, melting away, being consumed in the fire, in the light, being washed away in the spiritual waters. Feel that the cosmic wind, the air element, is blowing away all of the old now, blowing away the stagnation and the doubt and all the little fears and phobias. And that the new earth is surrounding you with this feeling of joyful abundance in all matters of earth life. Abundance in your relationships, in your marriage, in the raising of your kids, in the caretaking of your parents, in your career. And that all parts of you, including your higher self, are proclaiming to the God within that you are now ready not only to receive your spiritual harvest and your earth harvest, but also to embody that abundance and prosperity and to manifest it and share it with the world as a living example of who you are. Feel deep within in all aspects of your being and your embodiment that everything is taken care of in your life. All of your needs, your survival needs, your earth life needs have already been taken care of. And that you are now choosing to simply not only to be yourself, but to live life more abundantly. And more joyfully, and more lovingly, and more creatively, with wisdom and understanding. Would you call forth the Elohim of peace to bring to you its essence? Merging with its essence. Allowing your inner child to fully embrace the Elohim of peace. Allow your inner child to go through its grieving process. It'll be short and sweet. Knowing that your inner child will be forever changed upon the completion of this activation. Bring your inner child into the light. Fully exposed into the light. And allow your inner child to be blessed once again. And to be anointed. Once again, allow your inner child to reclaim its power, its truth, and its wisdom. That the past is forever gone. It has vanished into the light to be no more. Only memories of the now, this now moment. Hear the angels rejoicing. The angels are singing to your inner child. And give your inner child permission to experience the beauty that come through these angelic beings. Feeling. Loved and accepted. feeling acknowledged. And knowing your inner child is now fully seen. And heard. And acknowledged. I'm going to ask the elemental beings to go play with your inner child now in the true Garden of Eden, in Mother Mary's garden. Now, when you feel that you have gathered as much as you can from this harvesting of your gifts, and your wisdom, begin to focus that energy into all of your light bodies through all of your light bodies, all the way down to your physical etheric body. Each of your light bodies are being energized and balanced and harmonized with the next light body. Feel a harmonization and a synchronistic attunement between and with all of your light bodies. And you are bringing down to your etheric physical body all of those elements that will effect and produce health and well-being, expanded awareness within the brain structure, a harmonization of your nervous systems, the empowerment of your endocrine system, and the strengthening of all of your other systems, your skeletal system, your muscle groups, your connective tissue, your skin, all of your organs, all the cells that make up your etheric body, your chakra system, your nadis, your meridians, and now your physical body is receiving these impressions into itself, into all systems of your physical embodiment, all of your brain function, your heart function, and your solar plexus function. And you are strengthening your grounding cord, your connection with the new earth through your base chakra. And bring the light fully into the base chakra, into all levels of your base chakra. and into all levels of your etheric body that relate to your base chakra. Allowing the chakra spin, the vibrational output and input of your base chakra to align completely with the new earth, with the Christ grid, with the ascension process. And feel the four elements balancing within your base chakra. As it begins to harmonize, reharmonize your original eight cells of creation. You are reprogramming your base chakra. You are uploading a new software program for your base chakra called Abundance. Grounded abundance, balanced grounded abundance, prosperity, eternal life, allow the solar flares to continue its work within your divine heart chakra, your spiritual heart center. And whatever memories from the past that may arise, simply bless it with love and forgiveness. We would call that compassion. Whatever peoples come to mind from this activation, bless them. Forgive them. Hold them in a state of compassion. What are also being released are all thoughts and energies that are not yours that you have incorporated into your being, your body. Those are being released. Now, begin to breathe in now. Not only your next step in your evolution, but breathe into your physical etheric body more elements of your higher self now. Again, it is like uploading quantum software programs. At the same time, you are deleting old files. You are deleting old, useless files. You are clicking and dragging them into your recycle bin. And you are deleting everything in your spam folder completely. thereby creating vast, infinite amounts of storage space in your hard drive, your spinal column in your brain. And your internal computer speed has just magnified 100-fold. So now let's bring our awareness back to the breath. We're going to breathe 14 times to really ground the body now. Each breath will symbolize one particular aspect of being grounded in your physical life. So we're going to ground in 14 different aspects. Think of it as 7 times 2, 7 masculine and 7 feminine. Equaling 14. And as you come back to the body, hold the internal felt thought intention, command, proclamation, invocation that life is easy. And life is joyful. And that your life is a miracle in and of itself. You are the miracle. And when you come to completion of these 14 breaths, you may gently stretch the body, and when ready, slowly open the eyes, knowing that it's going to take some time for your brain to make adjustments. Remember to drink lots of water tonight. Listen to this activation on a regular basis, knowing that you will go deeper and deeper with each listening, which is essentially an absorption of knowledge within. So coming back, awake, alert, alive, focused and present. And simply being the observer for the rest of the day, the evening, be the voyager. The voyager moves in and out of space-time effortlessly. You move in and out of experiences effortlessly. Gracefully, graciously. Never to get stuck in any experience. Always moving like the wind, like the water. And always being grounded like the earth. And being strong and powerful like the spiritual fire. So let's take a moment to give thanks for all assistance given. And knowing that the sound, the cosmic sound of the universe moves through you 24/7. And so it is.